Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is house musician Jonathan Colton and puzzle guru John Chinesky. Our next game is called Opposites Attract, and our contestants are Hannah Feldman and Julia Spinolo. If you were to give me three qualities which you would say are the exact opposite of who you are, what would they be? Go ahead, Julia.
Being a night owl, so this is very late for me.
Okay.
Being quiet.
Okay.
And being late. I'm always early.
Oh, sounds like you're an early riser.
Yes.
Punctual.
Yes.
And loud.
Very.
Interesting. It's an interesting combination.
Yeah.
Loud all day long and then just collapse at 6 p.m.
I start, yep, well, about 8:30.
Okay, got it. How about you, Hannah?
I would say punctual.
Yeah. Got it.
Well organized.
Yeah.
And well rested.
She is my polar opposite.
Yes, you were at a game called Opposites Attract. This
Perfect.
Is like, we couldn't have done it any better. Well, this game is about contronyms. And when I hear a word like that, I just go, hey, it's time to pass it along to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky.
That's true. Contronyms are words that can be their own opposite or have two meanings that contradict each other. The word sanction, for example, can mean to approve or permit, but it could also mean to punish.
So Ophira and I are going to give you two opposing definitions of a word. For example, if I said, this word means to take a journey.
And I said, no, it means to stumble while walking. The answer would be bourbon. No. The answer would be trip, because trip means both of those things.
This word means to fasten securely with a threaded metal pin and a nut.
No, it doesn't. It means to flee a location abruptly. Hannah.
To bolt.
Exactly. We're like also reenacting basically the kind of arguments NPR couples have all the time.
That's right. No, it doesn't.
Exactly. This word means remained behind.
Yeah. No, it does not. It means departed recently. Hannah.
Left.
Left. That's right. Left is right. I just made up that little joke.
Here's a word that means an equal.
No. It means a member of the aristocracy.
Hannah.
Peer?
Yes.
This is a word that means to decorate with ornaments.
No, it means to remove excess from something, like your bangs. Hannah.
Trim.
Trim. Be fun if a barber made that mistake and you just came back with ornaments hanging off the end of your hair. That's not what you
wanted. It would be a strange look.
This is your last clue. This means to add or sprinkle fine particulates on something.
No, it means to remove fine particulates, as in a household chore. Hannah.
To dust.
Dust is correct.
Puzzle guru John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Well, the winner of Opposites Attract was Hannah. Congratulations. We'll see you in our Ask Me One More final round.